Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Like flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is April Fool's Day. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You're glad you're with us. And tonight, what we're going to share with you is by no means an April Fool's joke. We're going to talk to Deborah Tavares, who always has information to share with us. And folks, she's been with me on the radio for years now, off and on. And things she talked about 10, 12, 15 years ago is coming to pass, every one of them. So hang in there. Don't go away. Before we go there, I'll make a couple announcements. That don't forget now, I won't be in the office Thursday, but Chris will be here Thursday. So please feel free to call Thursday, and she'll take care of your orders, donations, whatever. She'll be here all day. She may be a little bit swamped once in a while, but that's okay. Be patient. If you have to call back, please do so. But she'll be in the office and take your orders, like I said, whatever she needs to be done. Before I go there, though, I got a very important request tonight. My brother, Dick, y'all prayed for him for a long time with the pain he had with 13 broken vertebrae, different things. Well, he stumbled and fell the other day, and he's in really, really severe pain around his chest. He can hardly breathe. Doctor said he bruised himself inside, but he's really in a lot of pain. He's called me two or three times, seemingly asking for prayer. So would you all keep my brother Dick in your prayers tonight? I know you live listeners out there are listening all the world. I'm asking you, please, if you would pray for my brother Dick in Jesus' name to ease the pain till he goes back to the doctor tomorrow and gets something done. Please, if you don't mind, pray about that. I'd appreciate it. Please. And I'm going to offer a new book. We just got in here. Only got about 10 of them. First come, first serve. It's by Ken Copley, a book entitled Setting Captives Free, Scriptural Principles for Effective Warfare Counseling. It has to do with helping people get rid of demonic oppression and possession. The titles and chapters like The Roaring Lion is on the Prowl. How do you begin a counseling session? How can I discern if someone is in bondage? What is the truth about demons and spiritual manifestations? Breaking demonic soul ties and a whole lot more than that. It's a 99-page book, folks. I like it, so I'm offering it. I've read it, I like it, I'm offering it. It's a basic, just a 101 basic teaching on demonic warfare and how to recognize it when you see it. Yeah, now, I'm serious. It's $12.95. That includes shipping. It's 99 pages long. $12.95, Setting Captives Free. Just call tomorrow at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, we'd appreciate if you would at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And just tell Faith that if she answers the phone, she'll call you back if she doesn't. Or Crystal Thursday. I want a copy of Setting Captives Free. They only have 10 copies. I'm not sure I'm getting more or not. So the first come, first serve. Again, 800-777-4403. or 304-846-4448. And if y'all, again, are not receiving the Minuteman News Magazine via email, the newest edition for April will be out any day now. If you want to receive it, folks, there's no charge. All I ask you to do is, if you like what you see, pass it on to all your friends, please. We can reach tens of thousands. We can reach millions if you'll help us with the news that's really happening in the world today. Hard copy news that can read and prove what they're saying. Totally free via email. Just call us at the number I give you or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. Start like you start a car. S-T-A-R-T. PastorButch@startmail.com and say, I want on the mailing list. We'll get you on ASAP. That's a promise. We want you to receive it. Now, our guest tonight, again, is someone who's been with us off and on for many years. Deborah Tavares has brought forth news and happenings that before they ever happened, she's told what's coming down. Now we're seeing a lot of things happen. And, folks, if there's ever a time in this history of the world that our whole world, and especially our country, are in turmoil, It's certainly now. And the enemy has so many different ways now to attack us in so many different ways, even to the point of controlling the weather. And that's a fact. You better pay attention to what Deborah got to say tonight. Deborah, are you there?
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for having me on this evening. Again, everyone, I am Deborah Tavares. I run three websites. The first is stopthecrime.net. The second is primarywater.org. I explain with the help of Paul Power, who is no longer with us under suspicious circumstances, why we are not running out of water. Water is a renewable, and we just have to know how to get it. It is not from rain and snowmelt. And then I also run toxicsky.org. We'll dive in a little bit later about the ongoing threat of the continued privatization of the water supply throughout the United States and what you must do now in preparation for shutdowns and infrastructure failures, et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted to go over a couple of things that are very important here because, as many of you know, I'm a California girl. I grew up in the areas that were burned, the LA fires, and I lived in Malibu. I was evacuated as a young girl when I was only 11 with the fires there, and I used to go to Pacific Palisades. It's no longer there, and I know people in Altadena. Over 17,000 homes have been lost because of the use of directed energy weapons. Now, I've discussed this in our last show, but just to brief everyone again, there are patents. I've got those on my resource document tab of stopthecrime.net. Also, I've done some all-inclusive shows lately that are newly posted on my video section of stopthecrime.net. And I really want everyone to understand the enormity of the takeover and how AI is involved and how the weather weapons are destroying all of us. So we're going to soon have increased need for additional oxygen because that is also being reduced in the atmosphere at this time. But what you will face and what you need to know, and I've talked about this for years, watch your mailers that come into your homes, the inserts in your utility bills, and understand that soon we will all be required to retrofit our homes, each home, every home. And retrofitting is not a bad thing to do if you have the money. That would mean replacing all your windows to dual pane, caulking, and not allowing any air to go in, changing out all your appliances to electric only, including your water heater, and there could be a need to have your service panel updated. That's rather costly. Adding additional insulation into your walls and your attic and crawl spaces. Just understand, this is mandated now by the CEO of this USA Inc. that has had us under green new laws, even though we're told we're not now. That is not the case. All of this is rolled into all of our cities, and the cities have all taken grants, and they have brought forth all of this upon us. Each city, each town, every state, one state throughout the United States. So we're not free of many of the requirements that we thought we might have been free of. It's also important to understand the enormity of the takeover and privatization of our water supply. That's why the first term of DUMPF, D-U-M-P-F, which is his name, not Trump, it's DUMPF, D-U-M-P-F. And the first term, he initiated an executive order that required a massive build-out of wastewater treatment plants throughout this country. And the purpose of that was in the times of severe drought and looming water shortages, because we're being told we're running out of water, that water's a finite resource, that we're going to have to repurpose our waste, not only our fecal waste and urine waste, but also all the pharmaceuticals that everyone takes that is of continuous concern with what you're drinking. So also I want to let everybody know that the oceans and the beaches along Venice Beach and Malibu Beach, where the burn zones were in Southern California, are highly contaminated. They were burned out, and then they were flooded out intentionally. A number of homes that survived the fires washed off the embankment because of the floods and landslides that are also created. And we're having very dangerous behavior with seals and so forth in that area now, on top of the fact that many birds are washing up on the shore because they're dead because of the toxic algae bloom. There are many seals that are washing up. They're collecting them by the dozens and dozens every single day. That entire area is toxic, absolutely toxic. And there's a sad story of a young girl that was swimming in the area that is so toxic for a swim meet of some type, and she was attacked by a sea lion and bitten continuously on the arm. And they said that the sea lion was sickened by the toxic algae bloom. And so we know we're going to have neurological behaviors with all the poisons and toxins that are not, they go beyond the initial attack of the fires or the hurricanes, et cetera. They go far beyond that. So we're going to have to watch out after one another and know what is happening so that we can divert some of the pitfalls that many people, sadly, with not knowing, are not going to be able to divert. We also have recently posted not only the patents on how the fires are started with the lasers, and I remind you that the blue lasers reflect off of objects that are blue and white. So when they direct these lasers to burn areas, you'll see houses that are blue and white and fences and cars still standing and unburned. In fact, in a recent pile of debris in Altadena, someone had a large kitchen pot, iron pot. The inside was white and the outside was blue. And it sat perfectly unscathed on the top of the burned out debris of their home. So we are now noticing this in many areas. And we also, as many of you now may know, that Gavin Newsom's house that he moved into recently before the fires, it has a blue roof. And I've posted pictures in some of the other recent videos that I have posted where you can actually look at that. And I'm going to do my very best to discuss something that we recently found. And again, I urge all of you to please stay with StopTheCrime.net and look up some of these recent interviews, because we actually have photographs that go along exactly with what you hear me saying now. So I want to talk about the discovery of how we're attacked. Because obviously, since all forms of weather is controlled, all forms, the winds, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, all of it, we have patents for all of that. And it's sadly now all being used against us. But we'll go over the patents here in a moment that will discuss the earthquake, because we're going to all suffer from increased weapons, including earthquakes. But having said that, as we're attacked, understand what's real and don't listen to "this is Mother Nature." It is not Mother Nature. Mother Nature has been taken over. And I'm noticing now, as many of you likely are, the mainstream media is really honing in on the idea that all of this is climate change. But I will tell you this. We found the maps and how they attack us and what they use. Because think of it like this. Since tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, they're directed. They are, keep this in mind, they are directed energy weapons, directed. So they have to be directed by someone, somewhere, and somehow. And I liken it to when I was living on the boat with my parents, and we left France, and we were going to sail to Spain. We had to go across the Bay of Biscay. We didn't just pull up anchor and sail to Spain. We had to know where we were going. We had a map. So when this was recently discovered by my web team, it made perfect sense, and I hope I can articulate it well enough for all of you to understand. It's heartbreaking. At the same time, we need to know these things. So while we were looking at Gavin Newsom's blue roof in Marin County, we were also looking at the neighbor's roof, which was white, so they know. Maybe they know. I have to leave that way, but maybe they didn't know. But you decide for yourself if you think they knew the incoming attack of Los Angeles. Having said that, we were literally zooming in on the blue roofed house, and we hit the tree next to the blue roofed house, and we couldn't zoom down further. The tree prevented us from zooming further. And the tree did not look real. It looked like some kind of a blurry two-dimensional photograph or three-dimensional. It looked like the metaverse. It was very strange. And as we recognized that and started to look at that deeper, we then suddenly widened out our view, some kind of a blurry two-dimensional photograph or three-dimensional. It looked like the metaverse. It was very strange. And as we recognized that and started to look at that deeper, we then suddenly widened out our view. And we saw, when we backed it out, we saw dark areas. There was a line, an absolute line, like a grid. These are attack maps. And it's cordoning off or showing unpopulated areas. And when we zoom in these dark areas, they still look like real trees and real houses. But the lighter area of this divide, of this line on Google Earth, and I have this in my recent video, you can actually see it embedded in the conversation because you can't see it right now. But I'm trying to verbalize it, and I'm not going to spend much more time. The lighter area of this Google Earth area has heavier populations, heavier dense populations. And when you zoom down onto the trees, they look fake. They look like old video games. And also the fake trees take on a three-dimensional attribute. And they're just fake entirely. At least they appear to be fake. And what we realize is that when they're using these maps to hit areas, they can avoid the trees because the video games don't allow the hits on the trees, which is why you're hearing some accounts and seeing some pictures, such as what we were attacked with here in Sonoma County in 2017, when they dustified an area, very high-end, valued home area called Fountain Grove. That is, all the homes were dustified. Now, they can calibrate the level and intensity of the frequencies. Some areas they dustify, like the Empire's, I mean, the Empire's, like 9/11, those were dustified. We were dustified here. In some other areas, they don't quite calibrate it and hit it with that strength of energy, so we'll see more chunky debris left in the aftermath of the attack. But here, we certainly were dustified. But we were showing pictures to everyone that may have been listening to what we were recording now for years about the use of these weapons, that some of the trees in those burned-out areas, including Paradise in California in 2018, that town mostly burned down. And we were still able to see what appeared to be some green trees. Many were confused with the idea that the trees were okay. None of the trees are okay. They're all attempting to survive with heavy metals in the soil. And with the drought and conditions of the toxic chemical rains that we're getting, nothing is surviving. We're not surviving well either. But having said that, they can miss the trees if they want to, if they want to. And these are attack maps. And again, I was absolutely stunned. We were all stunned when we were observing this, the three-dimensional view of what these trees look like, and then the line. So this certainly is an attack map. This is what is being used. So I'll move from there, and again, encourage you to look at the recent video I posted on stopthecrime.net. Something like Deborah Tavera unveils the depth of something or another. I forget the name of the title. But it's a fairly recent post. Anyway, I want to move on to go over something because I have many Native American friends here in Northern California. And, of course, Native Americans were set upon when their country was taken from them. And their buffaloes were shot from trains, and Buffalo Bill was paid so much ahead to kill as many buffalo as possible to reduce the Native American food supply, and many more atrocities of that time, including then forcing our indigenous Native American people into reservations, which are nothing more than prisons. You need to correlate this with what is happening to all of you. It's the exact same playbook. It's just a different period of time. And as you recall, there was the taking of their children when they turned five and sending them into re-indoctrination camps and cutting the hair of these little Native American children, not allowing them to speak their language, and teaching them American ways, and so that they could then consider them not savages and not hunt them anymore. We were warned. We've been warned. And I was given this prophecy, and I'm going to read it now because I think it's important to listen to what the indigenous Native American Indians have been warning us, and it also has a solution. But we have been warned, and it doesn't matter what tribe you're in. A takeoff of this is similar in all the tribes. But this happens to be a Hopi Indian prophecy. And here it is. The time of the lone wolf is over. You must gather yourself. You must banish or get rid of the word struggle from your vocabulary and your life. All that is to be done now is in sacred celebration. There is a river flowing now, very fast. It is so wide and swift that there will be those that are afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore, they will be torn apart and suffer greatly. There is no shore. You are to push off into the middle of the river. Keep your eyes open, your head above water. See who is in there with you and celebrate. We were warned, and in conversations most recent again with some of the indigenous Native Americans, of which there are many tribes in my area, and maybe in yours as well, they've warned us what was to come, and it is here. And we are now the Indians of the day. Important to understand that. And what we do with understanding this is most important, because we must help those that need help. But we can't, as long as our bodies are so sick from the heavy metals, all of the poisons, all of what we're facing in order to attempt to survive. So I'm going to talk about, now, Pastor Butch, I may not have sent this to you, but I want to describe a photograph that came from the fires in Los Angeles, from the Altadena fire. Sky News was recording, and they pulled up next to some burning post, and they just figured that that was good visual for their discussion on the fires. And what they did not realize, what that represented, and I'm going to describe this to you now. So I want you to envision the size of railroad ties. We're talking in the vicinity of 8 inches by maybe 8 inches, thereabouts. These posts were very sturdy. They were about waist high, and they were roadway. They were on the side of a road as a roadway guardrail, and they were on fire during the fires in January of 2025. And what is important to note in the photograph, and again, you'll see it in the last video I did, it was pictured in there, the posts are on fire because the posts have a metal cable that's going through the wooden post. And the metal cable was microwaved. It became so hot that it ignited the wood. Now, we have observed this in many of the fire aftermaths when we go to the criminal crime scenes, which we have. We've been to Paradise. We've been to many, countless fires. We have observed where fences on ranches, fences around houses, are the wood is burned, and the nails from the fact that
the... Deborah, hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought, okay? You will take a phone call next half hour or no. Just hang on to the break, folks. Back at the break. A lot more to talk about. Don't go away. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi folks, Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E. N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we're back, and Deborah Tavares has joined us now. We're going to let her tell us a few more updates. Then we're going to take your phone calls. You want to call? You call and get on the line right now and hang on at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Come and join us if you want to. Just have to hang on a minute while she finishes some more stories. Then we'll take your phone call. Go ahead and light them up right now. Go ahead, Deborah.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Butch. Okay, I was talking about metals, and I was describing a picture of a guardrail post being ignited with microwaves heating the cable that was going through these posts. Now, again, I mentioned that we've taken many, many pictures on crime scene investigations when the military was cordoning off people from returning to their burned-out areas because they needed to reduce and eliminate a lot of the evidence. We saw a lot of the criminal crime scene evidence being removed firsthand. So, again, I wanted to discuss metals and what we face as a country because we're in a new type of warfare. It's a fifth-generation warfare. It's not using guns and bullets and jets, fighters, per se. That's only the illusion to keep the awareness of the level of technology that's being used on us and everyone else worldwide so that we stay back in prehistoric times, so to speak, that we have the use of guns and bullets. We don't need to. In fact, I have friends that are in Kiev in Ukraine, and drones and frequencies are how the war is being fought along with AI. But having said that, going back to the metals, this is extremely important for everyone to hear. It's horrible, but it's extremely important. So as we're being attacked with microwaves and lasers that burn up metal, which we saw in the Palisades, we saw people's cars, particularly the EV cars, the Tesla cars and other EV cars, even scooters that plug in, they're all weapons. And we've not seen so many EVs in prior fires as we saw in the Pacific Palisades. They are bombs parked in their garages. They explode. They accelerate the fires on top of the weapons being used. And don't you think for 1 minute that those in control of manufacturing EV cars and destroying the reliable petroleum-based cars that we've always had that don't explode, even though they have kill switches in them, which is important to know. But understand this. We are facing microwaving and the effects on all metal buildings. All metal hardware used in wood framing and in concrete in all construction worldwide. Think about what I'm saying right now. Because they can microwave all metal anchor bolts in concrete, the rebar in concrete, and the rebar in footings could all be microwaved and all reinforcing. And we're talking about also the use of nails and screws and beam connectors in houses and floor joists and metal hangers, metal straps, and metal hold-down brackets and various other many metal connectors. This doesn't just apply to the way in which our homes can be destroyed with microwave beams, but it also includes bridges. It includes bridges all throughout this country. They can be fallen by a directed beam of microwave. Also, a very sad reality, and all of you, I hope, understand what you're going to hear me say next, but this is also extremely important. Because of the many, many years of heavy overhead aerosolized heavy metals that have been dropped on the soil in all of our food, in our bodies, we've breathed in heavy metals. And a long while ago, we went to a seminar where Clifford Carnicom was talking about Morgellons. Now, Morgellons is a self-replicating nanowire in our bodies already. All bodies, all pets, your babies, and in anything porous. That was the beginning of the introduction to what we now face with our DNA takeover. But having said that, we have years and years of metals in our tissues, in our bodies. When people are doing metal scans, or certainly using ways in which they can try to detox heavy metals, everyone that I know has heavy metals in their bodies. So what does that mean? That means that we as humans can be human spontaneously combusted because of the metals in our bodies. And this sounds terrible, and it is. But we had such an event happen when they microwaved the 9/11 towers. There was somebody that was human spontaneously combusted. And we knew way back then that those jumpers that we saw jumping out of the various windows and open areas were actually leaving the heat and the unbearable heat of microwaves. Many were not caught in the fires. They were jumping out because of the microwave. Judy Wood wrote an amazing book. If you haven't read her book about what happened to the towers and the evidence, you need to understand. We are now moved. We've been moved into a world that our brains can't even function in. And sadly, many brains don't function because of all of the methods in which they are now controlling our brains. Not only are we seeing zombie-like people walking among us everywhere we go, we need to understand the enormity and the takeover, and this was eons ago. This was all eons ago. But I'm going to add something else about the fires. You need to understand that, because this is also involved. It's called drone amplified, and they're burn operations. And they burn from the air. So again, this is Cygnus aerial ignition. And I'm going to go over what they do from the air. Besides the fact that they're loaded up with ping pong sized balls filled with flammable liquid to exacerbate the fires as they're burning us down. They tell us they burn more, and they burn faster using fire from the air. They say that it's to help the firefighters. It makes them safer because they can create areas where they can create a back burn. But then they say they can extend the reach across a burn area. Yeah, they can, and they have. Again, fire from the air. And that's also what the lasers are as well. But this is a specific program, and it's drone-based system, and it's controlled by an easy-to-use app. We need to understand the enormity and use of computers. And it's effective for tough-to-get-to ridges or terrain. And the person who is discussing that works for the Department of Interior. Now, the Department of Interior was set up by Rothschild, LLC, and to create agencies that would continue the enforcement of privatization of our water supply. And what we're seeing now are dams being eliminated everywhere throughout the country. We have had three dams on the California-Oregon border recently taken down. They were owned by Berkshire Hathaway, or I should say controlled, and they were required, pursuant to a report, to release the water from these three dams slowly over a many-month period of time. In order to test the sediment and the level of toxins in the water as it was being released. But that was not done. When they released the water here not that long ago, Klamath River in Northern California, near the border, issued a state of emergency, and they called it the Rivers of Death because they released this sediment in the dam water so quickly. And there was a study years before this release, but they ignored it. They ignored the original study and engineering report, like they're ignoring all of us now through the Delphi technique, D-E-L-P-H-I. We've all been Delphied into the state that we now exist, and I will go over that in a moment. But what was discovered in this
By the way, when you're ready, let me know. We have callers when you're ready, okay? When you're ready.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. Why don't we take some calls right now? And I can talk about Delphi maybe during the calls. So please,
right.
Pastor Butch, go ahead.
Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, good morning and welcome.
Deborah, I got a question for you, Deborah. I'm a fisherman. I live here in Arlington, Texas. And I've been fishing for crappie for years. I'm a crappie fisherman. And there's a local lake that in the springtime, the crappie come in the creeks and spawn and stuff. And about 10, 15 years ago, there'd be just tons of them in there and big crappie. But now I've been out the last couple of weeks, and there's very few in there, and they're real small, the ones you catch. And I was wondering, what do you think about, you think chemtrailing and all that is affecting that, or what do you think?
Well, Matt, thank you for that question. I actually know what is happening because the documents have told us. So now I will tell you what is being done. With the microwaves, they're reducing the oxygen in all water. And the fish cannot survive with the oxygen decrease. And what we see here in Northern California, they tell us the reason the dams have to come down is to allow for the salmon to spawn, just as what you're telling me you're not seeing happening there. They have created dead zones in the ocean before the salmon come in from the ocean to go up the rivers to spawn. And the dead zones are areas that have no oxygen, and they can't swim through it. And we have decreased oxygen in the atmosphere as it is for ourselves. So that is what's happening. It's microwaves. It's energy being used. It's frequencies being used. And it's also the proliferation of all the microwaves and energy that we use as individuals. we are demanding Wi-Fi. We're demanding use of deadly cell phones that kill us. We're demanding all of the convenience of an internet that is killing us all. And you're now seeing it in the fish. And this is to be expected. Our food supply is being cut off.
That's true.
Like the buffalo were cut off from our indigenous Native Americans. I hope that answered your question well enough, Matt.
Yeah, I think so. I appreciate it. Something's going on.
We just talked about what is going on. So there you have it.
Anything else, Matt?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
I appreciate it. All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. All right. Let's go to talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Deborah. Deborah, I have a question for you. On my property, it seems like I have to periodically cut down the white pine trees because they're dying. Would you happen to know if white pine trees are particularly susceptible to the chemtrails and to these other technology?
Well, all trees are suffering and declining. And all trees are struggling to uptake toxic rainwater that is full of chemicals, with the fact that at least 6 inches of the soil worldwide is contaminated with aluminum. And the trees are failing. We are noticing here when the trees blow over in heavy winds, there's barely a root ball to hold some trees that are well over 100 feet in height. And that's because they're all dying. Everything is being hit upon. And we are as well. So as far as your white pine trees, they just may not have the root system to go deeper and survive a little longer. I can tell you this. We had trees, gorgeous trees up in the mountains, and we had an arborist come in, this is maybe 25 years ago, to tell us why the trees in the San Bernardino Mountains, we're talking about where Big Bear is and Lake Arrowhead, for any of you that are familiar with Southern California mountain range. And we were inundated with bark beetles. And we were told, well, there are bugs in the trees. The bark beetles are getting the bugs. No one told us, no one, that we had been chemtrailed for so many years that the trees were dying. They literally had to cut down thousands and thousands of trees because they were dying. And once they were attacked from the top, they would be dead in about 2 to 3 weeks. And we watched this happen all around us. And it was heartbreaking. And even though initially we were told, because we were in a drought, they needed more water. And we had soaker hoses around them. And that was not what the trees were dealing with. So
my question was, why particular, because I'm surrounded by trees on all sides, all different types, but I'm noticing the white pines are the only ones that are dying. I've taken down three, and I think I have about three more I have to take down. Now, these are 50 foot tall.
Yes, I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what I see as well. Some trees succumb faster than others, without question, and you're seeing it there on your property, particularly when you're comparing it to other trees that are not in the same situation as your white pine trees are. But I can
tell you, for example, that's why I asked that particular question, because I'm surrounded by all different types of trees. It seems to be only the white pines that are dying with a fungus on them.
Well, yeah,
and I'm continuously having to cut them down because they're dying, and it's awfully strange.
And you will need to continuously cut them down because they are indeed dying. Now, what we have been telling folks to do for a long while, because all plant material has been set upon by all these metals and by the continuous dusting that we've all had with the overhead aerosolized dust, the water that we're using on the trees. If you're coming from a municipal water supply, you're poisoning everything you're watering with all the chemicals and poisons that are in the lakes and reservoirs, which are cauldrons of nothing more than death. That's what that all is. So I don't know if you're on a well or if you're watering with municipal water, how you're watering your plants.
Unfortunately, I have municipal water. There was a well dug here when I bought the house, but unfortunately, it's not operable. I want to get it operable again, but I'm on municipal water, which I filter. I won't drink it. I see skull and crossbones when I look at the tap. You know, I just won't drink it.
Well, but, I'm glad that you're seeing what will kill you, but it's also killing your plants if you're not filtering that. And we can't even say with what's occurring outside with all our plants and the heavier chemtrails and all the electromagnetic frequencies that everything faces. I don't know how close you are to cell phone towers. I don't know how close you are to your neighbors that have smart meters, not only smart meters for the electricity, but for the gas and the water as well. And those frequencies are permeating your neighborhood and killing your white pine trees on top
even
of
even if the neighbor is a couple of hundred feet away. Does it travel that far?
Okay. You mean the frequencies? Yes. The frequencies travel great distances. Plus, the frequencies are now being set up on us through satellites, massive satellites. And many of the fires, much of the weather is controlled through satellites. So I've said this before, and this is very important. Our trees now have become weapons in the sense that if you don't have the trees reduced to reduce the wind at the top of the trees, they will blow over on your homes, and we've been seeing that. So while we want trees,
Well, thank you. Thank you for answering my question. I'm going to give somebody else a chance to get in on the phone line. Thank you, Pastor Bush.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, Chance. Folks, line's open, 717-300-1698. And by the way, Deborah will be filling in for me two nights in a row while I'm gone on the 12th and 13th. She'll be filling in for me for a couple of nights. So you have plenty of time now, of course, to hear what you have to say then. But if you want to call tonight, do so at 717-300-1698. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes. Okay. So I want to just read this. This is a quote by William S. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, U.S. Defense Secretary. And you can find this quote on my website, toxicsky.org. But please also pay attention to the movie that is at the top of ToxicSky.org. It's called Unconventional Gray. Please listen to that movie to understand the many unbelievable consequences of controlling the weather by Michael Murphy, who did several prior movies before he was murdered. He did What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? And we knew Michael. And I will say that here's what William S. Cohen says. Again, he's the U.S. Defense Secretary. And this was from a department, a DOD news briefing on April 28th of 1997. Quote, others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. And I don't know what he meant by intensifying his efforts. Obviously, intensification of his efforts didn't work. We're being absolutely slaughtered.
Let's squeeze in one more phone call, Deborah. Squeeze in one more phone call.
Sure.
Let's talk to Catherine. Catherine in Maine. Come on in, Catherine.
Hi, Deborah. I wanted to ask for a long time. First, how is Dr. Trower? Is he still with us? Secondly, you did a video one time, and I can't find it, on how they basically got all the new products for the eye damage. that's coming from all those things and how they're marketing all these new devices. And then what glasses? I know you. I saw you one time, and I can't find the video I saw it in, where the glasses to protect you from the lights at night driving and from the computers. Which brand do you recommend?
Well, okay. They're blue light blockers, and you can get those in prescription glasses also. And it is recommended that you do both sides of the glass, not just the front.
Okay, I know someone, and they brought a blue laser into work, a techie, and only two of the four pair tested actually protected, period. And these are higher net people than most people, okay, tech people.
Well,
so is there a particular brand that you feel safest that really, true do protect?
No, not that I'm aware of. Sadly, okay. We're not being given what we need for safety. This is not provided for us. This is not the goal of the weaponization against humanity and the massive depopulation. And yes,
it looks like it's fait accompli to me, and I want everybody to stay calm and enjoy the day. Pray, hope for the best, but keep yourself calm, because we need to be upright, even with the knowledge that we have. It's very important. You know what I mean? And we stay upright.
I agree with you completely.
Amen.
And
amen.
I always like to say, we must always live in right conduct every single day and do the best we can. And in order to do the best we can, we must do all we can as individuals to become as healthy as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Even though
how's Dr. Trower, though? Is he still with us?
Yes, he is.
Okay, would you tell him I said hi, please? He wrote me a letter, and I'm trying to find help for someone with some ocular after brain tumor removal, and they're in California. Do you have anyone ocular that would be brilliant for someone? It may go away in time. I know exercises, but he's really in a bad spot. He's a musician. He can't read the sheet music. It's a really bad situation. Is there anyone you know of ocular that could be helpful to someone in California near you?
We've got to hurry. We're down 30 seconds.
That's a pretty big question for me to answer on air. And so I would rather
Catherine, give her a call back on the 12th. She'll be two nights in a row on the 12th and 13th.
Call me back on the 12th.
Call one of
you. Could you just tell Pastor Paul, and then I can call the office, Pastor Paul?
Sure, we can do that if she can do that. Yes, we can do that.
Yeah,
if she can, okay.
I am trying to get information out right now. I appreciate your call and your concern for your friend in California.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're down about the last 15, 20 seconds. And if you have information about that, Catherine, Deborah, just text it to me. We're down about the last 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, PrimaryWater.org, and ToxicSky.org. And when you hear me next time, I'm going to be talking about the overall surveillance system that is being deployed
Deborah, we are flat out of time. Folks, see you tomorrow night. We'll be talking about the Illuminati tomorrow night. Don't miss it. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.